Our first feature this week is about a local artist whose voice is familiar to Chatterbox listeners, Sam Elmhurst. Sam has 4 3/4 cats, and they are the main focus of the following feature, which is read by Paul Murphy.
Scientific illustrator Sam Elmhurst, of Old Cossey near Norwich, adores animals. Her job involves drawing them, and in her free time she volunteers for animal rescue charities and looks after 5 or 4 3/4 cats. There's Honeysuckle, who has only 3 legs, hence only being 3/4, Simon, Dolly, Baba, and the latest addition to the household, Olive, said Sam. 3 are rescue cats, successors to a series of neighbourhood cats Samantha used to try and adopt when she was a child. She runs her own scientific illustration company, Living Art, specialising in veterinary artwork. A career highlight so far involved painting the skeleton of a horse onto a live horse to accompany a lecture by Professor Alice Roberts. Other clients include academic journals and manuals, books and magazines, animal charities and museums. After meeting Alice Roberts at a Norwich Science Week event, Samantha was asked to paint a horse during Alice's Christmas lecture at the Royal Institute in London. The horse was an ex-King's troop horse called Leo. Leo, and the most beautiful, patient creature who stood quietly while I worked with my paintbrushes, said Sam. It was a huge accolade being able to work with Alice on these famous lectures, and then, to top it all, the kudos of seeing my name on the credit roll at the end was quite something. We made a documentary which is a fascinating insight behind the scenes. Leo climbing up a flight of stairs, because the Faraday Lecture Theatre is on the first floor of the building, is a must-watch. Samantha not only draws animals, she also films and writes about them and raises money for animal charities. After helping crowdfund the rescue of a kitten living in a storm drain in Corfu, she turned the story of how the cat, nicknamed Lucky, found a safe haven in the Channel Islands into a book. A Cat in Hell's Chance. Then came Honeysuckle, the living, breathing Gingerford sequel. Browsing through online posts by UK-based charity Agni Animal Welfare Fund, Samantha saw pictures of a tiny kitten found injured on a road in Corfu. It looked just like her beloved childhood kitten, who had died after being hit by a car. She left a comment on the post and within minutes received a message back, asking whether she was interested in adopting her. Honeysuckle had to have a leg amputated, paid for by crowdfunding set up by Samantha, and within weeks was brought by pet courier from Corfu to Old Cotsey. Honeysuckle went on to become a cover star of the London Cat Clinic's calendar, and Samantha discovered she has family as well as feline links to Corfu, with her great-great-great-grandfather buried in the British military cemetery there. Last summer, Samantha visited Corfu herself for a working holiday, volunteering with Agni Animal Welfare Fund, helping trap, neuter and release stray cats. On her first night, she noticed a stray kitten outside her apartment and later came across a Dutch family who had taken it in and wanted to adopt it. I agreed to foster the little cat until the family could finalise plans to take her home. However, the plans didn't come to fruition, but of course by that time I'd completely fallen in love with the cat, said Samantha. This little kitten just adored human contact. She was very snuggly and cuddly and affectionate. But she was too young to be spayed, and not wanting to release her unneutered, Sam decided to adopt her. Now Olive lives with Sam, fellow cats Honeysuckle, Dolly, Baba and Simon, a rescue from nearer to home via Cats Protection Dearham Adoption. Samantha has loved animals for as long as she can remember. She lived in London as a child and said, "As a little girl, I went around rescuing cats from the streets of North Finchley. Unbeknown to me, these cats all came from loving homes, and indeed they had every intention of returning to their comfortable, happy abodes, if only they'd been allowed to. If they happened to pass me by when I was playing outside, beware. They could be scooped up, given a reassuring cuddle, and taken back to the house with a cry of, "Mummy, I've found a lost cat," ringing in their delicate, fluffy ears. Once they'd been fully inspected by a grown-up and found to be wearing a collar and a name tag, off Mother and I would troop, taking the poor and by now rather bemused little cat, back to its home a few houses down the road. The family moved to Norfolk when Samantha was 12. Although she loved art at school, the kind of controlled and detailed illustrations she created were very different from the large-scale oil and charcoal pictures favoured by examiners. After sixth form, she took a secretarial course and worked in Norwich Art Gallery and Cafe Brambles. At the top of the building was a little studio where two illustrators worked. One day I asked if I could go up and see what they did. Climbing the steep, twisting stairs was the archetypal stairway to heaven, she said. A coffee percolator was bubbling away in the corner. There were pine shelves full of lovely, colourful books with these illustrators' names in the credits. There were two enormous drawing boards and gentle jazz being played on a turntable in the background. Plants and modern art on the wall. I thought to myself, so these two illustrators work in this heaven and get paid for it. How can I get to do this? Her route to becoming an illustrator included a job in the animal care unit at the Royal College of Surgeons in London. When eminent vet John Cooper discovered her artistic talent, he asked her to illustrate a couple of scientific papers and then a chapter of a book on animal handling. She went on to a degree course in scientific illustration, during which she specialised in veterinary illustration. She drew live operations and said, "I was now a cross between an art student and a vet student. It was absolutely marvellous." Her final year projects included researching the super senses of cats, their eyes, ears, whiskers, and writing response mechanisms. The cat's eye was especially fascinating. I had always known they had the shiny tapetum lucidum at the back of their eye to improve night vision, but to actually see this beautiful, intricate structure, to be able to take it apart and examine it under a microscope, it was truly remarkable, she said. A senior art editor at publishers Dorling Kindersley attended her degree show and asked her to illustrate a new book, The Encyclopedia of the Cat. She was then commissioned to illustrate manuals for the British Small Animal Veterinary Association and also responded to a magazine publisher looking for ideas for a new title. She suggested a magazine about pets, including a regular feature with a celebrity and their pet. My idea was successful, so I got the job as editor, writer, photographer, illustrator. It was a one-woman show. It was a one-woman show with the only member of staff on the magazine being me. After just one issue, the magazine was closed, despite selling 65,000 copies. Samantha still treasures the memory of interviewing EastEnders star Dean Gaffney, Ricky, on set, with his dog Wellard. Her next venture was to set up Living Art, which she still runs. She has illustrated more than 80 titles for the BSAVA, alongside work for charities including Blue Cross and the PDSA Vet Charity, producing all the illustrations for its Pet Health Hub, which was visited by more than 1 million people in its first year. She created detailed anatomical artworks for a new gallery at the National Horse Racing Museum in Newmarket, and is currently illustrating teaching guides for human and veterinary surgeons. Her hobbies include making music and films, acting as a film extra, and running a social media page for Honeysuckle. I absolutely adore my work and feel so fortunate to be able to do it. And I have never forgotten my first impressions of that heavenly artist studio I visited all those years ago when I was still a wannabe illustrator. As I look around my studio today, I realised just how much of an influence that visit had on me, said Sam. She has a computer instead of a drawing board, but has replicated the jazz, plants and modern art. I, too, have a coffee percolator bubbling away in one corner, and my pine shelves are full of lovely colourful books with my own names in the credits now, she said.
Thank you, Paul. That was perfect. And Phil is going to follow on with some more animal stories.